Greetings, true believers, and welcome to another edition of the Big Brother Happy Hour. My name is Jordan Parhar, and as always, I am joined by a former Big Brother house guest to talk Big Brother 17 on robezawebsite.com. And this week, I am joined by the great Sarah Miller from Big Brother Canada 2. Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. And you know what's funny is if you are a listener of this podcast, you know that I teased Sarah coming on the show about a month ago. And for a few weeks in a row, I just kept saying that Sarah was going to be on the show as a joke because I knew she wasn't going to be on the show because I had to troll the fans and they didn't really like that too much, Sarah. And they said, no, I had a few people that were very mad at me and they said, no, we need Sarah. We need Sarah. Stop leading us on. So finally, I decided to track Sarah down.
In my home.
Yes. I am at Sarah's house recording this podcast. So yes. That is why we're here today and we're going to talk some Big Brother 17. So.
Awesome.
We're also joined by Sarah's daughter. Sarah's known as Mumsy for those of you who do not watch Big Brother Canada. And her two daughters, Shayla and Chessa, are here to join us. So
They're the ones that gave me the nickname Mumsy, actually.
Yeah, no, actually it was me. I called you Mumsy with the big Bumsy.
That's how it started.
That is how it started?
Yeah. Me telling that story of how Chessa called me Mumsy with the big Bumsy is how it all went down.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I did not know. I mean, I'm good friends with you, and I didn't know this.
Yeah,
okay.
And then it became Mumsy in a onesie with Mumsy with the big Bumsy in a onesie.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's amazing.
That's how that all happened.
When did this...
It literally happened the week before I left, so that's why it was like top of mind.
Somebody just said, Sarah and Jordan can't wait to meet you guys this week.
Oh, that's awesome.
There we go. And yes, for those of you who are listening to this in the audio archives, we are recording this live on Periscope, so if there are a few random times where it seems like we're taking questions from somewhere.
Or children
are pointing out questions on a screen, that is why. It's because we're live on Periscope, so... That hopefully will clear up any confusion for you. But yeah, Sarah, you were saying, so you were the week before you were in the Big Brother Canada 2 house.
Yes.
Chessa said something. So
well,
what
I feel
did she
like,
say?
I mean, kids say the darndest things. We know out of mouths of babes, they do not hold back. They say the absolute truth. And I was laying on the couch and bum up. And first of all, actually, Chessa talked about how my bum was eating my underwear. And that was fun to hear. And
a week before you left.
Yes.
And you knew you were going to be on Big Brother Canada.
I knew I was going to be on Big Brother Canada.
And did Chessa know that
Chessa
you were
did not
she
know.
She had no idea.
No, the kids did not know because they can't keep secrets.
Right.
We thought it was like a, she said like her job wanted to. No,
video
she said
her something.
Yeah, she said her job wanted to video her for an interview thing.
Yeah, I had to come up with some little excuses, and so she was telling me, "Mom, your bum's getting big. It's eating your underwear."
It actually looked like it was eating your underwear.
And then she said, "Mumsy with the big Bumsy," and that was it. I've never had a nickname before, so when we were talking about nicknames the first week of the house, I talked about how that's what my daughter called me, and Mumsy stuck.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's amazing. I did not know this. I'm glad to have had you on the podcast to talk about that. Shayla, you wanted to say something.
What about Sari Harry? Harry Sari.
We called her Sari Harry. That was the funniest nickname ever.
Jeez. Yeah. I don't know if I could get, I don't think I could get away with calling my mom that. So,
I mean,
that's great. Okay. Well, let's get into the Big Brother 17 talk.
Got it.
We might mix some Big Brother Canada 2 stuff in here as we get going. But I'm really excited to have you on, Sarah. I think
Thank
that,
you.
In my opinion, one of the most underrated Big Brother Canada players ever. So I'm really excited to have you on the show.
Well, that's so nice of you to say. I feel like you're my buddy now. So it's like.
I know, right? It's awesome. But no, it's just speaking. I'm speaking the truth.
Aww,
I think that
you
did excellent on your season. And I'm excited to talk to you because I'm interested to hear what you have to say about everything.
Awesome.
So tonight, let's not bury the lead. Okay. So it was a double eviction tonight and it was very disappointing.
Yes.
So we saw Meg first go home by a vote of 4-1 and we saw America seemed to be America's favorite. Really, at this point, James, go home.
I feel like it's tied between James
and Johnny
Mac. Yep.
Yes, and both of them are on the block. Yep. America's not too happy, and sure enough, Our boy James goes home unanimously,
back to back.
4-0. Both of these guys are out of the house, Sarah. This is crazy.
Yeah.
So, and just to, and before we get into it a little bit more, I just want to let you guys know what we're going to do is we're going to talk about what happened on the show this week, and we're going to get into the spoilers and what's happening on the live feeds right now. Not a lot is happening because we're recording this on a Thursday. So we'll see. Maybe we'll have some information about what's going on. But for now, we're going to stick to the TV show. So, yes. James and Meg are out of the house.
Yeah.
Sarah, what are your initial thoughts on this?
I mean, the truth is I didn't think that either of them were contenders to win.
Okay.
But I liked them both.
Okay.
And so it's always hard when you see characters or house guests that you like and you want to root for get evicted, especially back to back. I hate when you see a team evicted.
Well, we know if you watch Big Brother Canada 2, you know that Sarah was also in a similar situation. She was the first half of two best friends getting sent home as part of a double eviction. So yeah. This really hit home with you, Sarah.
It did. I definitely, when Meg went home and then we saw who won, we saw that one of the twins won, I thought, uh-oh, like it's going to be a back-to-back bestie eviction. And I just find those hard as a fan.
Yeah.
Again, I wasn't expecting either of them to necessarily win, but I would have liked to see them go farther for sure.
Absolutely. Okay. And you brought up an interesting point. You said that you didn't think that James or Meg necessarily had a shot to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
So the Meg thing I can kind of understand,
mm-hmm.
because Meg, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I really enjoyed Meg. Shayla, you liked Meg, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Meg was good, and
yep.
But at the same time, probably was not going to win the game based on what she's done so far. But
right.
I personally was shocked to see Meg go home sitting next to Julia because,
right.
In my opinion, I kind of viewed Meg as a final two goat
mm-hmm.
type of person.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
mm-hmm.
Meg was going to get carried to the end of this game, and she was probably – she really, you could pencil her in for $50,000. I really didn't think anybody else was going to take her out. What did you think of Steve and Johnny Mack's decision to keep Meg, or sorry, to keep Julia in the game and to get rid of Meg when they had a clear shot at fracturing that Oz Twins alliance?
So I'm trying to do the numbers in my head right now. Did they actually have the numbers to get rid of who they wanted?
Yeah. So what happened was with this eviction here. So the first one, there were five people voting.
Yeah.
Okay. Vanessa was the HOH. Julia's on the block.
Yeah.
Meg is on the block. So the people we have voting are Liz.
Yeah.
Austin.
Yeah.
James,
yeah.
Steve, and Johnny Mack. So we know that Liz and Austin are clearly going to keep Julia in
yeah.
this game.
Yeah.
We know that James is clearly going to vote to keep Meg in this game.
Yeah.
We have a clear pair in the middle
gotcha.
Of Steve and Johnny Mack, and
okay.
they ultimately decide, hey, let's play it safe. We're kind of scared. We've gained some trust back with Vanessa.
Yeah.
We think maybe if we keep Meg in this game, her and James are going to team up with the Oz twins.
Yeah.
So let's just play it safe. What did you think about that move? And do you think they should have rolled the dice and taken a risk?
I'm going to guess, and I'm not a live feeder this year, so I apologize, but I'm going to guess a big part of that had to do with Johnny Mack and Vanessa getting kind of rebuilding that relationship with Johnny Mack when he came back in the house. So, I mean, again, we're seeing Vanessa, who I think is even, you know, I don't know if she's my favorite player, but man, she sure is making strategic moves. She's getting close to people when she needs to. And so really, I think that was Vanessa's doing in bringing Johnny Mack back in, Johnny Mack not wanting to turn against, finally rebuilding this relationship there. I think that's the only way I can logically see how that played out.
Yeah, and I think as somebody who has been following the feeds more than you, Sarah,
yeah.
That is sort of, I think, what kind of happened here. And I think the same thing with Steve, and we saw this on the show last week, was Vanessa was getting into these fights with Steve
yeah.
and saying that she didn't trust him anymore.
Yeah.
Doing the typical, you know, Vanessa guilt
yeah.
trip sort of thing. And hey, you know what? I personally am not the biggest fan of that strategy, but it's working for Vanessa.
Yeah.
And she did that. And Steve, afterwards, she made up with Steve.
Yeah.
They said, okay, we trust each other now. We're good to go. It's okay. Let's move forward as a team. And now I think he felt that, okay, I've just rebuilt this relationship with
exactly.
Vanessa. If I screw her over now,
yeah.
I've lost her completely.
You're right.
Right?
Steve so, and the Johnny Mac connection.
Yes. So yes. I think their thinking there was, we don't really trust James and Meg because they really didn't have the greatest relationship with James and Meg.
Fair enough.
Prior to this, Steve is incredibly socially awkward.
Yes.
I mean, you can't blame him.
And James and Meg are a tight duo.
Yes. And that's very threatening.
Yes.
I mean, as much as the Aust twins are threatening in this game,
yeah.
They're a clear target. They're clearly the biggest target. And I think the thought behind them keeping Meg or getting rid of Meg was that if James were to win an HOH or if one of them were to come in to a position of power, they could pull over James and say, hey, James,
yeah.
come over with us.
Yeah.
We're going at the Aust twins.
Yeah.
They're
going
to be going home this
yeah.
week and you're safe. Come aboard. Whereas if it's the two of them together,
yeah.
James and Meg are much more threatening. And as somebody who was seen as part of a best friends duo sort
exactly.
of thing, you know how people perceive that. People
yeah.
got rid of you because you were seen as being part of a threatening duo. Had
exactly.
you been on your own, had you have been a lone wolf,
yep.
a Godfrey Manduiza, right?
Yes.
People might not have voted you out.
Yeah. No,
so.
Exactly. So when you're a duo, you're up there and you're given the chance to break it up. Sometimes, I guess, you know, that was their frame of mind and they just went along that way.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved to see a flip.
Yeah. Do you think that would have been the right move?
You know what? When anytime someone asks me, is this the right move? Should you have done anything different? The truth is there's so many variables. You just never know. And
based on the result tonight, the result we saw tonight, we saw James get taken out.
Yeah.
So if we're going to say, like, let's just pretend we can quantum leap
yes.
into you and I can both go into Johnny
yes.
Mac and Steve's body. We can go back in
yes.
time and we can go 2 hours ago when we had this live eviction.
I would
Knowing
do it differently.
What we know, you would do it differently.
I would do it differently.
Okay.
I would break up the three because the three and Vanessa are so tight. It's obvious. I would have, knowing what I know now, which is I tried to not take as many risks when I was in the Big Brother house. And so going back a second time now, I would definitely have switched and broken up that trio.
Yeah, I'm with you too. I think that probably would have been the move. Yes, it would have put, especially with Liz winning that HOH,
yeah.
they would have been in a little bit more of hot water. And potentially we could have seen one of them go home. So we'll see what happens. I think if you're playing to survive,
yes.
if that's the game you're playing, if Big Brother is a game in which you say, okay, I just want to survive as long as I can. I don't really care about winning. I just want to get, you know, I want to get to third or
yes.
fourth or whatever.
Yep.
Then I think that's a great move. I
yep.
think because that's going to get them, because really they guarantee themselves sixth place.
Exactly. Yeah.
But to win this game, I don't think what they did was the way to go about that.
No,
I think
they're going to regret it because I think they've basically guaranteed that one of the Aust twins or Vanessa is going to win this game.
Yeah, and I think that with this HOH competition coming up and with this hour, we do not know who that winner is.
I know.
Which is crazy, and we're dying to find out. Maybe at the end of the show we'll find out. But for now, we do not know who the HOH is. So I feel like if Steve or Johnny Mac do not win this head of household, Sarah, we're gonna be here a week from now. I'm going to be talking to whoever my guest is next week. And I feel like one of them's going to be out the door, right?
Definitely. Oh, 100%. Like they've got to fight hard for this HOH or it's 100% one of them going.
Yeah. And it's interesting. Vanessa is in this, and we can talk about Vanessa. Let's talk about Vanessa for a bit here. So Vanessa, she wins HOH this week, and really, I mean, she somehow, again, and we talked about this earlier, she manages to convince Steve and Johnny Mac to do something that is against, one, she convinces them to do something
yeah.
against their best interests.
Yeah.
Two, she manages to convince the Aust twins that it's okay to put up Julia this week, and they don't care.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, fine. Am I crazy? If you were in that position, would you not lose your mind, Sarah?
I honestly, like, Vanessa is the Derek of this season, in my opinion. She
mm-hmm.
cries more, but she's got her hands everywhere. She's got people trusting her. She knows exactly what she's doing at all times. Like, I've had off and on moments. It's a
yeah.
roller coaster ride with Vanessa. Although I can't judge a crier, let's be honest.
Hey, and neither can I. I also cried in the Big Brother house, so we can't judge Vanessa.
But yeah, I really think she has been pretty much running the show and had her hand in everything from start to finish.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And I don't know, and I've gotten ripped a lot this season podcasting saying, asking questions, is Vanessa the next Derek? And everybody says to me, well, no one's ever Derek, whatever. I would agree with that. She is not Derek, but
if you have to compare someone.
Yes, if you have to compare someone to Derek, if you have to say this person is probably playing the quote unquote best game at this point,
yeah.
I think it's fair to throw Vanessa into that spot. And yeah. I would agree with you in that situation. But yeah, we look at this HOH week she has. She convinces these guys to go against their best interest and to vote out Meg. She convinces the Aust twins to say, hey, you know what? It's okay. Go ahead.
Yep.
Put up Julia. It's okay. It's fine. Yes. All right. We're cool with this. We'll be safe. Yeah, it's great. Which is crazy because if I'm in Julia's position, if I'm in – and somebody's saying Periscope, the side deal with J-Mac. Yeah, that's why she did it. But it's amazing that she was a – yes, it's a brilliant move for her to – she has this side deal with Johnny Mac and Steve.
Yep.
But to convince the Austins, hey, Julia, Liz, Austin, we're going to put up Julia this week. And no, we don't need to put up Johnny Mac this week. If I'm one of those guys, I say, what is wrong with you?
Yep.
Put up Johnny Mac. If you don't do that, then I'm taking that as a sign of
you're not with us.
You're not with us. You're playing every single side,
yep.
And we need to get rid of you. So I think it's a very, very fine line that Vanessa is walking here. But she's managing.
She's doing it, though.
She's doing a great job, and she's doing an excellent job of doing that. Now,
I do think she is the only shot of getting out the twins in Austin. Like, it's up to Vanessa now next week to flip.
To take them
out. Make the decision. Right. Take them out. Otherwise, they're walking into
the final three.
Yeah.
Now, here's an interesting point, and it's something I want to ask you, Sarah, is we don't really know too much about what's going on because of we don't know who the next HOH is. We had none of that has played out yet. But what do you think about Vanessa in her position now? She's in – there's six people left.
Mm-hmm.
We have Johnny Mac and Steve. They're a little pair.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Aust twins. They're a group of three.
They're a
thruple. Okay. They're a thruple. So we are – they're right in the mid. They're right in the middle. Or she's in the middle, I should say. She doesn't need to win HOH this week, does she? Would it make sense for her to throw this one?
Which one are we talking about?
So it's final six HOH, Vanessa. Would it make sense for Vanessa to throw this HOH? Because – let's think about this, right?
Can Vanessa play in this?
Vanessa can play because Liz just won the HOH in the double.
Yeah.
So we could end up in a scenario in which Vanessa spent a week of HOH. She had about 3 hours off, and then she's right back in that room.
Somebody said she needs to win.
Someone on Periscope just said she needs to win, according to Chessa.
I want her to win the whole game.
You want Vanessa to win the game?
You're back on the Vanessa bandwagon?
Yes, because James just left. Now I'm on the Vanessa.
You're on the Vanessa. Okay, so Chessa, breaking news.
Johnny Mac.
Breaking news, Periscope. Chessa Miller wants Vanessa to win this game. So there we go. So now we know.
I'm worried that it's too late. I mean, God, how long did he throw competitions for? But I honestly feel like once you get down to this place where you're playing that fine line middle, I don't know that it's – I think it's too risky to throw it.
Okay. Because hear me out, because let's think about this, right? So if Steve wins HOH, he's going to take a shot at the Aust twins. Because his closest two allies are Johnny Mac and Vanessa.
Yeah.
Johnny Mac, the exact same thing. He's going to go to the Aust twins. If Liz can't play, so it's going to be Austin or Julia winning this HOH. If Austin wins, I feel like he's going to go for Johnny Mac and Steve.
Mm-hmm.
If Julia wins, also going to go for Johnny Mac and Steve. So the only scenario in which Vanessa touches the block this week is if Austin or Julia win HOH, one of Johnny Mac or Steve is one of the nominees, and they win the veto, take themselves off. She's named as a replacement nominee. But even in that scenario, there's still the other two parts, the two-thirds of the Aust twins alliance. They're probably going to vote out your Steves or your Johnny Mac. So
we're assuming – so basically with your scenario, we're assuming that now that we're down to final six, that Austin and the twins are actually going to stick to their deal of bringing – Steve and Vanessa.
Yes.
Although, I mean, I'm not positive that one of them is not going to come up with the idea of getting rid of Vanessa.
So you feel like they might say, hey,
I feel
guys,
like it's too risky, right? If you're sitting there with six people left.
Yeah.
And you know how good Vanessa has been this whole time. Mm-hmm. And you have an opportunity to take her out. I don't know that you don't take that shot.
Yeah, I think that's a really good
point. When the three of them now have the numbers.
They have the numbers. They do. Yeah. I mean, because if one of them wins HOH, they're going to control the vote this week. Yeah. But just that's how it's going to work. Because once HOH, two people are going to be on the block. One of those other three is going to be up. And then the two of the Oss twins are going to be able to vote. Yeah. So, yeah, they're going to be able to choose this week.
I wouldn't be surprised if we saw them do a backdoor Vanessa.
Backdoor Vanessa. Week. Now, this is another interesting hypothetical we can talk about here. Would you, if you are the Oss twins, would you take that shot? Would you backdoor Vanessa? Because if you wait, I feel like at this point, Vanessa's in – it's interesting. I was on the Big Brother Canada House Guest Hangout 2 weeks ago, and Sarah Hanlon, the winner of Big Brother Canada 3, myself, Bobby, and Godfrey, we were all talking about Vanessa's position in the game. And she was in a rough spot. This was, I believe, before the other double eviction. So now we're in a spot where Vanessa's in really – she's in good. She's in a really good spot, right?
She's in a good
position. So if you don't take out Vanessa now
– yep.
She's almost on lock. She's got Final Four on lock, right, Sarah?
For sure, and she's a great competitor. So she's proven she can beat Austin and the twins in competitions. That would be where my mind would go, is like, okay, I know she's loyal to us. She's been loyal to us, but she can beat us when it's just the four of us. And then that starts to get scary.
Yeah, absolutely.
And jeopardize our final
three. Somebody just said if Vanessa goes on the block and doesn't win the POV, it's game over for her.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay.
And so that's why my final answer would be that she has to still play to try and win.
Try to win this HOH.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I'm excited. I mean, as much as I'm really disappointed, you're really disappointed.
I'm disappointed.
Chessa, you're disappointed, right?
About what?
About James and Meg going home. You're right? You're disappointed about that?
Yeah. I like James.
You like James. Yeah. So I think it's tough to see that happen. But at the same point, it's going to be exciting to see. We've been waiting all season for somebody, anybody, to take a shot at the Oss twins.
Yes.
Somebody. And now we might, just maybe, we might get it, Sarah.
It seems crazy to me that a threesome that strong has made it this far.
But you know what? I mean, it is crazy, but at the same time, I think it's a testament to the game that they've played. I think the social game that Austin, Liz, and Julia have played.
You
and
you think it's them? You don't think it's the people that have been bringing them along?
I mean, who's really brought... I mean, Vanessa's brought them along,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, they've positioned themselves where every single week, nobody wants to go after them.
Yeah.
We looked at, I mean, again, let's rewind a little bit. Let's think about the jury, okay? Mm-hmm. We had last week that jury competition, and we had, we saw clips of Jackie at the jury house saying, oh, I blame Vanessa for everything.
Yeah.
We saw clips of Shelly saying, I blame Vanessa for everything.
Yeah.
Becky said she wanted to go for Vanessa. All these people, they're all thinking about Vanessa. Nobody's thinking about the Oss twins. But now we're almost at a point where I think it could potentially flip-flop, and we have now people are finally – because there's no one else.
Well, I mean,
there's no one else.
Oss twins in the other half of the house.
Yes, there's nowhere to hide.
They're like 50% of that house now.
There are 50% of the house. There is literally nowhere to hide.
Yep.
So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens this week and if finally we're going to see something happen.
Because
I think that would be great if we could get something like that going. Now, normally how we do this show is we recap the week, what's going on. But just because it's a double eviction, I just wanted to get the early thoughts about that going on. And so let's just talk about some things from this past week. So, yeah, there we go. Chessa pointing out that, yes.
I've seen the twins are awesome on the feeds many times come up.
Yes, the twins are awesome on the feeds. So there we go. The twins are awesome on the feeds. Here we go. Somebody saying, not blowing smoke, BB Can has better live feeds than U.S., and I'm from U.S. Well, there you go.
Oh,
so
thank you.
There we go. Periscope. All right.
Have lost interest. We don't punch people. That's not nice.
So somebody on Periscope also saying, I've lost all interest, and I wanted to punch Steve in the face.
No,
that's unfortunate.
Steve is awesome.
Yeah, I like Steve, right? Chessa, Steve's cool.
They call him the trombone. trombonist.
Yeah, he's the trombonist. He's great. But yeah, so let's just talk about a few things from the week that I found a little bit interesting. We just didn't want to bury the lead here. So we had Johnny Mac return to the house this week. What did you think about Johnny Mac coming back, Sarah? Were you happy it was Johnny Mac?
I mean, it's a good hashtag. Mac is back.
Return to the Mac. Hashtag return to the Mac. Yeah. Was there anyone else you think could have made? Now, Johnny Mac survived, which is interesting because usually we see these people come back into the game and
they're right back out.
Do you think anybody else could have come back in the game and survived like Johnny Mac did? Or do you think everybody was kind of... Do you think Jackie, Becky, Shelly, all of them would have just gone right back out the door?
That was just like Cindy with an S, because she went back. She was in the game. She got voted out. She got the jury and went back into the game.
That's right. And
got voted out the same week.
She did. So there you go, Chess. That's a great point. So we saw that in Big Brother Canada 3, where somebody came right back into the game and they made a move and they went right back out.
Yep.
So Johnny Mac didn't have
to. That's probably typical.
Yeah, it is.
Trying to think of the last people that have come back in, although Gary from season one, that didn't happen.
On Big Brother Canada. He came in. Yeah, well, we saw last season we had Nicole. She came back and she was right back out pretty shortly.
Yeah.
Big Brother 15, we had Judd. Judd went farther in the game.
That's
but
true.
Judd was kind of, he made, so he was kind of an example of somebody who lasted. Here we go. Yeah, we have Amy from season three reached final four. That's a great point.
Yeah.
So that was Jiglacius, John.
Yeah, Gary almost made it all the way. But then Topaz voted for Gary to go out.
Controversy. Yes, a whole new podcast.
The whole new podcast, the Topaz controversy. So
I think a part of it with Johnny Mac was that he came in at the right time.
Right.
Vanessa was at the point where she realized she needed a backup plan. And so I think timing-wise for him, it worked. Otherwise, it would have been a real – if anyone else had won – If the cards hadn't lined up exactly how they were, he could have been right back out.
Right. And I agree with you. I think that if Vanessa was not the HOH, I think Johnny Mac most likely would have been the person who was right back out the door.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that he never even touched the jury house, he literally said hi to Julie. He's like, hey, what's up? He did his interview.
Yeah.
And then he went right back into the house. I think that really helped him because that morning he had a discussion with Vanessa saying, hey, if I come back in the game, I am willing to work with you.
Yeah.
And I think that was kind of got the ball rolling with her, and that's why she kept him around. Now, nothing really else, too, from this week that really – I mean, just the whole double eviction just is like everybody on Twitter is losing their minds. I personally – that really blew my mind. But so nothing from the week I can really think of stood out too much. There was one scene that I want to ask you about, though, Sarah. So Austin is upstairs – in the HOH room, and he's with Liz, and they're having this dinner. Shayla, Chess, I don't know if you guys remember this. And Austin says to Liz, I would like to see you out of here because things are progressing. So I think it would be appropriate for me to ask you something. Will you be my girlfriend?
We were all moaning and groaning a little bit during that. We were catching up today. And dude, you have a girlfriend still. You haven't officially broken up with your old girlfriend. So at this point, it may be a little premature to get a new one. But, I mean, that's just me.
And then Liz, in the diary room, she was like, he better break up with his girlfriend. He can't have two girlfriends.
No, he can't have two girlfriends.
Yeah.
But now, Shayla, if a boy was to ask you to be their girlfriend, would you like it to be how Austin asked Liz? Was that good? Did you like that? Or do you think that was just really awkward and really terrible?
Really awkward. Well, somebody in Big Brother, I forget what season it was, but two people got fake married. I think
actually, you're right. McCray and Amanda.
That's right.
Chessa. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
High five. That's amazing. You remembered that.
I was looking at the wedding dresses and it got into my mind.
Got into your head. What a good memory.
Yeah.
Sarah, you're raising these kids right.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That
was only like,
remembering their Big Brother trivia.
Remembering their Big Brother trivia.
That was only like
I feel like that was their first season where they really, really got into Big Brother.
Yeah.
So the McCranda season was the
– Yeah. Yeah, shout out to my boy McCray Olson. What's up, McCray? But that's amazing. That's so funny. But okay. Yeah, so I just thought that was incredibly awkward. I just wanted to bring that up. I just thought that was so just –
The whole thing was weird. And the other thing is, when he was asking her, I was thinking the whole time, like, Liz, pull out his beard pony. Like, how do you even take him seriously asking you to be his girlfriend with his little beard pony?
So, Sarah, if your husband Jay had a beard ponytail, would you have to leave him? Would you leave Jay?
I think when he was sleeping one night, I'd just be
you just
quick
cut it off.
Yeah, I would cut it off. I'd like shave his whole head.
They don't give you scissors in the Big Brother.
No, they don't. Thank you, Justin from Big Brother 2 for that. We don't have scissors in the Big Brother house. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. So I'm trying to think. If Brad, would you date Brad Pitt if he had a ponytail thing?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
Brad Pitt, I would just be like, dude, you're so much hotter.
But you had to. Like, this is the conditions of the deal.
Okay.
You have to, you can date Brad Pitt, but he has the ponytail beard forever.
I feel like if he had the ponytail beard, there's like seriously something wrong with his like decision making.
That's what Austin's doing. Yeah. So would you do it?
Probably.
All right. Brad Pitt.
Maybe not Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo DiCaprio. Okay. So there we go.
Leonardo DiCaprio isn't even cute, and so Brad Pitt awesome. Isn't either.
Justin Bieber?
No, Justin Bieber.
Austin?
I like Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum is awesome.
Wow, that's old.
Yeah, that's old for a 10-year-old. Yeah, all right. There we go. Channing Tatum. Have you seen Magic Mike XXL?
I've never watched that.
Okay, good. Don't watch that.
There was a trailer on the TV and it was so weird.
Yeah, don't watch that. Stick to those horror movie trailers you guys were telling me about, okay?
We were talking about when last week's
episode, yes.
On the TV that we watched.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We were talking about The Visit.
The Lost Twins is kind of like a horror movie, in my opinion. It's a BB horror show.
The BB horror show.
Sorry, guys. I'm sure you're amazing in person, but like.
Oh, that's so funny. Poor Austin. Poor Austin and the twins.
He's going to get terrible. Hard when he gets out.
Yeah, he is. So, honestly, I have a lot of sympathy towards Austin for that. So,
fair enough.
Somebody was like, Johnny Mac makes like 200K when he's a dentist, and then Vanessa makes like a million.
Yeah, Vanessa makes a lot of money. We got a lot of money makers
this year.
I would like Vanessa to be my mom. I would get the big bucks.
Yeah, there you go. You would get the big bucks if your mama was a millionaire. But I personally would rather have your mom as my mom and have her make no money because your mom's amazing. So there you go.
Learn a little lesson from JP.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Now we had so that was on the Sunday episode. On the Wednesday episode, which you guys were watching before I came over.
Yeah.
So there was Meg and James are upset they got nominated by Vanessa. She takes a shot at them. And we have the whole veto competition, the hide and go veto. James is throwing the cereal everywhere.
I love that veto. Yeah.
That was great. James wins. And ultimately, Vanessa is stuck making a decision. She has to decide who to put on the block. And
I never saw that veto meeting. So sad.
You didn't see it.
I was in my room.
Oh, you're in your room. Okay, so there we go. So Chessa missed the veto meeting. But ultimately, James uses the veto. Julia goes up on the block. Before that, James goes up to Vanessa in the HOH room. He's trying to clear the air.
Yeah.
He's trying to talk to her and say, hey, Vanessa, where are we at? I just want to see what's going on. And Vanessa says, I'm not in a good mood. And
that's
how she starts. She says, I'm not in a good mood.
We can talk, but
I'm not in a good mood. So James continues. He's kind of wearing Audrey
attire.
He's Audrey-esque. Yeah. He's got his hood. He's got his glasses. And he starts talking to Vanessa and says, hey, how are things going? And then Vanessa starts kind of rambling to him. And he said, yo, whoa. Look, Vanessa, I don't remember every single thing like you do. And you're playing the game way harder than me. I just think about nominees and I put two people up and I leave them and that's it. And Vanessa said, oh my God, are you kidding me right now? You're saying that I'm playing the game way too hard. Are you the winner of Big Brother 16? Who are you? Who are you to say something like that? Huh? Who do you think you are? And
that's so funny how you're trying to do James's accent.
All right. Well, apparently I'm getting terrible reviews for doing James's accent. Chessa says I suck. So there we go. Chessa knows her.
I just said you're not good.
All right, apparently not very good. So there we go. But anyway, so Sarah, there's this whole conversation. Vanessa flips out at James.
Yeah.
And we saw on Twitter, I don't know if you saw this, but Derek Lavasser, after James said, Vanessa said, James, who do you think you are? The winner of Big Brother 16? Derek Lavasser went on Twitter and he said, Vanessa, I am the winner of Big Brother 16, and I am telling you, you are playing the game too hard. Hashtag awesome. Truth hurts. That's now, awesome. What did you think about this approach by Vanessa? What was Vanessa, as somebody you mentioned earlier, she's been kind of controlling the game here early on.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, we're zoomed in on this periscope on Shayla. Okay. Now, she's moments and flashes where she's doing a great job. And then she has these really poor moments.
Yes.
What did you think about that? And what do you think that, what do you think about that whole scene that we saw from Vanessa?
I feel like, Chess, you want to maybe hold up the VR camera woman for a minute? I feel like Vanessa is just caught at this point in trying to stay calm and letting the stress of the house get to her. And we know from being in there, literally you can have a meltdown instantly if you don't keep complete control. And I think at that point she was not in a good mood because of the way the veto competition went. She knew she was going to have to get more blood on her hands by putting someone else on the block. And really, I think it was just timing. I think she has no control over her emotions when she's stressed.
Right.
And which is ironic because she's a poker player, but genuinely, like, this kind of stress you've never felt.
No.
Sitting when you're in complete control of your hand is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Being in that Big Brother house is like being in an insane assault. And so I think that stress is where Vanessa crumbles.
Yeah, and I think, and Alex Kidwell says, she shouldn't have picked that night for boozing. And yes, Alex, I agree. So part of the reason is probably, she's maybe a little bit tipsy at that point.
Yeah.
And that's probably a little bit of what was going on there. But yeah, I agree with you. I think with poker, and it's ironic, like you said, poker is a game that you have to be in control of your emotions at all times.
Yeah.
But it's different. I think if Vanessa were to play 1,000 games of Big Brother, by the 1,000th game, she would say to her, her emotions would be in control because she knows what it's like.
Exactly.
But this is her first time playing Big Brother. And like you mentioned, there is nothing quite like that.
Nothing.
In a game of poker, Vanessa can take her chips. She can get up and leave the table and go do whatever. She can take a break. She can get a water. She can get some lunch.
She can fold.
She can fold. She can go on her phone, go on Twitter. She can call Mel, her girlfriend. And whatever, she can do whatever she wants. In this, she can't do any of that stuff. So I think that's the thing. And as much as Vanessa gets criticism for all of this being emotional and all that kind of stuff, I think I think she's human. And I think that's really what it comes down to. She's not a perfect Big Brother player. She's not one of these God tier, quote unquote, God tier players. She's not a Derek. She's not a Dan. She's not a Dr. Will.
Yeah.
She's not even a Daniel Reyes. She's not one of those type. I wouldn't even put her in that tier. And that's fine because you know what? Most people that play this game are human beings.
For sure.
We all make mistakes.
Yep.
You made mistakes.
Yep.
I made mistakes. We all make mistakes.
Yep.
And I don't think you can necessarily, I mean, yeah, that was a bad look for Vanessa, but we can't necessarily fault her 100%. It shows that she's not one of the greatest players ever. But you can still say she's playing a good game even though she's done this kind of stuff, right, Sarah?
For sure. I definitely don't condone that kind of behavior, but as someone who's been in the house and has said things and done things that I know are not conducive to my character, I can understand that she just lost her mind and that was how she handled the situation. Poor choice on her part, but I completely understand how that can happen. I don't like it. I hate it. I hate watching the way she was talking to James. I don't like it when she talks to other people that way. But again, I do empathize with the absolute stress that consumes you when you're in that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's tough. It's a tough game.
Yeah.
It's a very tough game.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we've talked enough about this week. We've talked about the double eviction and everything that happened. So let's get into some of your questions. So if you want to tweet us a question, please tweet myself again. I'm at Jordan Parhar. Sarah's at SarahBBCan2. And you can use the hashtag RHAP. If you want to leave us a comment in Periscope here, you can also do that as well. We'll try to catch it. We've got our trusty assistant, Chessa, here. So she'll be looking at those, and hopefully we'll be able to see that. So
there's this so funny Instagram post from Big Brother, and it said another – because when Vanessa won HOH, there's this – it was a picture of her in her room with her key, and it said another week of fake crying.
Oh, you're looking at the memes.
Yep.
So there
thanks
we go.
For keeping us updated.
So Chess is looking at those memes on the Instagram. Okay. So
Instagramming.
Yeah, it's got to use that Instagram. Okay. Now, first question comes from at Summer Lily, and Summer Lily wants to know, will America start disliking Johnny Mac and Steve after their mistake tonight? Sarah, what do you think about that?
I mean, let's be honest, you guys are vicious.
Like, well, no, not everybody. Not everybody. If you're listening,
Mumsy turns off the entire fan base.
Yes,
of the show.
And now all our Periscope, all our Periscope views have gone down. Yeah, but I mean, a lot of the fans are very passionate.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are upset. I'm upset.
Yeah.
You're upset.
The thing is, I'm not. I guess I am kind of mad at Johnny Mac and Steve, to be honest. But I'm still rooting for them. I still want the underdogs to come out on top.
And to win. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's take another question here. Okay.
I think if I was against, like, Johnny Mac, I would try to pull up JP's teeth.
Awesome. Why don't you go get some a wrench right now?
Oh, I'll get a wrench.
Do it live.
Okay, at CNW008 says, people were also upset about Sarah voting out Will a mistake in Big Brother Canada 3.
Yeah.
Very true.
That's true.
Okay.
It's just you overthink. Like,
yes.
You when you're in that game and you know what it's like. Okay, just kidding, obviously.
Yeah, so Chess is going to take out my teeth with these pliers. Now, and at Alex Kidwell, the great Alex Kidwell, brought up a good point, and he said, Sarah, if they did evict Julia, Liz would have won that HOH. She goes after Johnny Mac and takes him out. So,
see, I know, and you said that as we were watching, but yes. I honestly think if they would have flipped the vote and voted out her sister, that she would have been frazzled. And she would have not had her full focus. I think it could have affected the outcome of that. I don't think she necessarily would have won. So that's what I mean by every little thing makes a difference.
Right.
And I genuinely believe if your twin sister is blindsided, you're blindsided, you don't go into that HOH fully focused. You're like, what the hell is going on?
Right.
And I don't think she would have had as high a chance of winning.
Yeah. And I agree with you, actually. As somebody who has been blindsided.
Yes.
It's different if you're the person getting evicted. But
yes.
I feel like if it's your sister.
Yes.
I mean, you're going to be completely stunned. Your heart is just racing, going
exactly.
crazy. And I think that that is something that definitely would have come into play here. Liz would have been rattled. Austin would have
100%.
Been rattled.
Oh, yes.
And in a competition in which you twitch just one
yep.
way funny
yep.
and you don't, or you run out of time because that's a
yep.
very,
you need
it's a
focus.
Pressure, you need focus. It's
yep.
a pressure cooker situation. You only, Julie says answers, please. And
yep.
you only have a few seconds to really make a decision.
Exactly.
So I think I agree with you. I think that definitely would have played a role there. Okay, so at Our Own World says, do you think John or Steve are playing a game they would be able to argue as the quote-unquote best game if either make the final two? Now, right now, Sarah, if we're sitting here on finale night, we fast-forward 3 weeks,
yeah,
and one of these guys, Johnny Mac or Steve, is in the final two, can they make an argument for them to win the game?
I think Johnny Mac has... I mean, does he even have a great argument? What has Johnny Mac actually done?
He's won some vetoes.
He's won some vetoes. He's
to
kept
stay in
himself
the game.
Off the block.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I don't know that either of them depend... Based on everybody else in the game, do they have a chance against anyone else in the game? I mean, I think Johnny Mac and Austin are probably pretty equal in what they've done. Do you know what I mean? Like, they don't have any big moves under their belts.
Right.
So possibly there, but honestly, I think unless he's up against Julia, I don't know that he has a chance of winning.
But here's the scenario I think we see with
yeah.
one of these guys winning the game, because I agree with you. I don't think they've done too much.
Yeah.
If the jury is bitter, if they are
mm-hmm.
upset about
mm-hmm.
how everything went down,
mm-hmm.
then I think we could see a situation in which we have a likable person in Johnny Mac, we have a likable person in Steve.
Yeah.
And as somebody who's been on the jury, I think that a big thing in terms of your vote, it's not always who played the best game. It is who do you like more?
Fair enough.
And I think maybe if they're in that spot, if they're against somebody that the jury doesn't like.
Yeah.
Then that also hasn't done too much. I think they got a shot.
So who out of who's left would be the
that's
least likable?
I think no, because I don't think people, because based on what I was saying earlier, I don't think Austin has screwed too many people, right?
Yeah.
Vanessa has screwed a lot of people, and a lot of people are not happy with her. Vanessa has clearly played a better game than both of those two,
right.
Johnny Mac and Steve.
Yeah.
But we could end up in a situation in which the entire jury says, you know what, Vanessa? We got the power now. screw you, we're voting for so-and-so because we like them more. And, I mean, it could happen, right?
I mean, maybe. It definitely could happen. Bitter juries do happen. I saw BB President talk about how the jury seems bitter. I don't know that I've seen that yet. Maybe I'm missing it. Maybe it's the feeds that I'm missing. But I don't know that the people who are there are so bitter that they're not going to vote for the better player.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's interesting. We got Jackie Shelley, Becky. Now, Meg.
James.
James. Yeah, I don't know that any of them are that mad that they wouldn't...
That they wouldn't vote that
way. It'll be interesting to see the jury shoots in the next couple weeks to see how they're feeling.
Yeah, it will be very interesting. Okay, here's a question here. At Corey Iverson says, what was more tragic for fans, losing Alyssa / Amanda, Jeff / Danielle, or James / Meg, considering who's left? So Corey Iverson's referring to double eviction. So the Big Brother 15 double eviction in which we lost Alyssa and Amanda, the Big Brother 13 double eviction in which we lost Big Jeff and Danny Donato, or tonight when we lost James and Meg. Sarah, what would you say?
I mean... I'm such a huge Danny fan that losing her anytime is a huge tragedy, in my opinion.
For sure.
I do like the James-Meg duo. I think that they were sweet and brought kind of a fresh air to the cast right now. So now we're just like the evil versus the very small good now. So I think that's pretty tragic in a loss there. These are all tragic losses, honestly.
They are.
Yeah, they were all big double evictions.
I personally loved Big Brother 15s with Alyssa and Amanda because if you remember back then, so Alyssa wanted to keep Amanda. She was flip-flopped a few times and then she wanted to keep Amanda. And then I believe she was going to use her wedding ring as collateral and all this other stuff. And then Andy was the one who voted out Amanda. She convinced Alyssa that it was McCray, and McCray was convinced that it was Alyssa and all this stuff. It was crazy. And that was a really entertaining night, and it was great. I mean, as much as it sucked to lose both of those people, I think it was interesting to see that one. For me, though, I think it's tonight.
Yeah.
Because tonight, I was so hopeful, Sarah, that these guys had a
week.
That
side of the house.
That side of the house. Yeah. Johnny Mac and Steve, I was so hopeful that they would wake up and they would say, okay, we've seen the light. It's best for our game to team up with James and Meg.
Yeah.
Let's run to the end with these guys. Let's go take a shot at the Oss twins. Let's fracture them. Yeah. Let's do some damage. And then in the second half of the double eviction, they're up in that HOH comp. It's 4-2.
Yeah.
One of them is probably going to win that thing. Yeah. Another one goes home and they completely turn the game on its head. So I think not necessarily because it's James and Meg, and I love James and Meg, but because of the fashion in which they went out and who else we could have had.
Yes.
I think that is the most tragic one for the Big Brother fans, because if we would have had a night, Sarah, in which Julia goes home and Liz goes home right behind her.
So good.
That would have been amazing. And I was on Rob as a podcast on Monday, and Rob asked me, what do you think is going to happen? And I said, I think they're going to see the light. I'm going to make a bold prediction. I think both twins are going to go home. And that would have been the dream scenario. And I was wishful thinking on my part, but I just think that would have been amazing, and it would have been epic television. This season has already been great. If we would have had that moment, it would have been awesome. And
definitely would have brought like that. Woohoo!
Yes. And it would have brought some more life to the season than there already is. And again, it would, this idea of house guests just going to war with each other.
Yes.
And that's kind of what this season has been, back and forth. And I think that it would have continued moving forward. Whereas now we're in a spot where it's final six.
It's a power alliance.
And really, honestly, these people have kind of all been working together forever. This Scamper squad crew of these five, I mean, they've been working together for over a month, weeks.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Ryan on Twitter, at Ryan_Rye, says, give me three reasons to keep watching BB17.
Yeah.
Can you come up with three reasons to keep watching, Sarah?
I mean,
I personally cannot.
Fingergate? Like, that's one. But that's literally one reason.
Is that going to keep happening, though? Are we going to see, like, that is to keep watching? Are we really going to see that on the show?
Fingergate on my Twitter, so I don't want to see that. No, I honestly, I agree. I think that's why tonight's so devastating. And I think that's why the Meg James is so tragic, is because, it does give you kind of, you lose a little hope now for the rest of the season. It's kind, almost laid in the sand. So I think by next week, if we don't see a big shift, then we're just going to, we basically know the end already.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And it's kind of unfortunate. And it's been such a good season. And it just, if it kind of goes, it went in with, came in with a bang. The middle part of the season was great. And other than that, you know, if it just, if it doesn't end on a high note, it's just going to be disappointing. It started out great and it's just going to become crashing down.
Yeah.
Now, Alex Kidwell says the three reasons to keep watching are the three players other than Austin, Liz, and Julia. That's a great, Alex, that's a great answer. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I agree. Those are three three reasons because those guys are great. All right. Shaylin wants to know, she's at Judd Army. She says, who would you have voted to evict during the second eviction tonight? So we had James and Johnny Mack on the block. Would it have made sense for the Austwins had the power again? Mm-hmm. It would have been, it was Austin and Liz.
Mm-hmm.
Would it have made sense to, it would have, it could have potentially been a tie, but Liz could have broken the tie. Would it have made sense for them to vote out Johnny Mack? Because then it would split up yet another duo.
Yeah.
Because Steve and Johnny Mac are clearly working together.
Yep.
If you get rid of Johnny Mac, then James is by himself, Steve's by himself,
yep.
Vanessa is with those three, and then they can kind of isolate them together. It would be, I mean, sort of could, it could bring them together, but at the same time, they wouldn't automatically be, yes, these guys are working together.
I definitely, like, I, that's what I was thinking, which is why I was so surprised when everybody voted out James. Like, I just, based on the episode, it seemed like everybody was against Johnny Mac. They were upset, not upset, but they, you know, weren't happy with the fact that Vanessa hadn't replaced him on the block. So the fact that they left him, that really surprised me. I thought that was their chance to get rid of him. He's gunning for the Austwins for sure. I mean, I guess everybody, James and Johnny Mac, are both on that side, but Johnny Mac, in my opinion, has a better chance of winning competitions. So I was surprised by that, to be honest.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It'll be interesting to see if Johnny Mac can rally and come back and do something potentially. But I feel like, I don't know. I think that
it's up to Vanessa. His fate is literally in Vanessa's hands, unless he wins HOH.
Yeah.
It's up to Vanessa.
It really is. So. And at CNW008 says Vanessa probably set that con up too.
Exactly.
So yeah, Vanessa, honestly.
That's why. She's doing everything
she is.
Right.
All right. Our next question is from, oh my goodness, we've got an amazing question. It's from at the Ika Wong. Ika Wong from
the
Big Brother
Ika
Canada
Wong.
Too. One
Woo!
Of our great friends. We love Ika Wong. Ika
She's
Wong is great. So
yes. So
Ika says, I heart you guys. You're doing a great job, JP. Sarah, you so fine, LOL. Why do you think no one has targeted the twins?
I'm baffled by this. I literally have no idea. I honestly, you know, we talk about duos all the time in Big Brother Canada. It's something we pay attention to, which is why I'm such an idiot. But
no.
Literally, like, it is something that we focus on. We pay attention to showmances, duos. And so the fact that they're twins, I mean, I was surprised anyways. I understood wanting to get the extra number. I was surprised that they even let her get to the point of coming in.
Yeah, I agree. I think that that was, I mean, and it's funny because at the time there was people like Evil Dick on Twitter saying, what are they thinking? Why are they letting this twin come into the house? It's so stupid. Why would you do that? And now here we are. Fast forward. There's 3 weeks left in this game.
Yep.
The twins are both still there. They're in the majority. They're in power. And it's crazy. But I think the reason why is we're in a situation in a season in which a lot of these people are very conservative game players. They're scared to make a move. And when there is a clear power in the house,
right,
it's scary to go after them. And you and I have both been, when we played in our seasons, we were both in the quote-unquote power at some point,
right?
And I think that for you in your situation, if we go back to Big Brother Canada 2, and if you watch that season, Sarah was in an alliance called the First Five that was really – that basically ran the first month of the game. And nobody was ever going to take a shot at you guys. Everyone was scared of you. They were very, very afraid because you guys were controlling everything. And the thing that really caused the First Five to crumble was Canada getting an HOH.
Mm-hmm.
They got to choose who got to go on the block. Two of you guys went up and we had Andrew Gordon go home.
Yep.
So the quote-unquote captain or the face of the First Five. As soon as that happened, the floodgates opened, Sarah.
Yes.
And then everybody kind of came after you guys.
Yes.
And then you guys were picked up one by one by one.
Yeah.
I think – and we kind of saw that this season with James going after Clay and Shelley. Clay and Shelley were running the show.
Yeah.
And he came into power. He takes out Clay. And then Shelley follows after that because then the house guests realize, hey, these people aren't invincible.
Yeah.
I can take a shot at them.
Yeah.
And I think the problem is – just nobody has taken a shot at the twins. Everyone's so scared. And because nobody has taken a shot at them, they just keep becoming more and more and more ingrained in these people's minds.
More powerful,
yeah. Right? So I think that's the thing. If there was no Canada's HOH on Big Brother Canada 2, I think we would have seen a similar situation. I think that you guys probably would have gone very far into the game because people would have been scared to take a shot. And it's intimidating. Yeah. When there's a big power group, you don't want to be the one person taking a shot, sticking your neck out on the line because it could end your game.
Yeah.
So I think that is the thinking behind that.
The only difference, though, is that nobody in the house knew the first five existed, really, until that happened.
That is true.
So that's the only difference. With them, it's obvious.
Yes.
It's clear. It's been there.
Right.
We are twins. We are sisters. There's no way they're ever voting against each other.
But if we look at it, for the first five, yes, they didn't know that it necessarily existed. But everyone knew Kenny and Andrew working together, correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they knew Sabrina was in good with them, correct?
Right.
So that's a similar trio people all knew about and people were very scared of because they were, again, running the show. They didn't know you guys were additional pieces.
Yeah.
But I think that's similar to this. It's a trio. Everyone knows they're super tight. They talk all the time. I mean, there was Andrew and Sabrina in the kitchen speaking French to each other. You have Kenny and Andrew working out, smoking together, hanging out all the time. It's very clear they're working together, always in the HOH room, all this stuff. So people knew, but they were scared to take that shot.
Yeah.
And I think it just takes one person to step up and be brave, but it's hard. It's very hard to be that person.
It's so
different. And you know, you and I were never HOH, so we don't know what it's like to have the chance to take a shot, but it's scary.
Thank you for the reminder.
And that's why we're such good friends, because we get along so well. Because neither of us were HOH.
Evicted the same week.
Evicted the same week. Neither of us were, technically, we weren't on the jury, either of us. So I went to the jury house, but I wasn't really on the jury, so because they got voted out. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's great. And our dynamic duo kind of screwed us over. We're soulmates. It's great. So
we were
awesome.
In the same audition group.
We were in the same audition group.
Come on.
Yeah, it's amazing. Okay. all right. Let's see. Another question here. And this is, okay, we already took one from At Our Own World, but it's a good one. Who do you guys want to win and who do you think deserves to win? So Sarah, who do you want to win? Who deserves to win?
Okay. So as of tonight, I want Vanessa to win. I want Johnny Mac to win because he's my favorite.
Right.
But I think Vanessa deserves to win.
I think
she's been hustling from the second she got in the house, and she played hard without really showing she was playing hard at first. Now it's a little bit more apparent, but people still aren't targeting her. She's still in good with people. So, yeah.
There we go. All right. Interesting. And I'm being told my perspective on the first five is so off that nobody would take a shot at them. I don't know. Maybe not, Sarah. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? But
I mean, he may be wrong, but it took Canada to start the demise of the first five. So that's just how it happened.
There we go.
Nobody else did.
Now, I agree with you. I would like Johnny Mac or Steve to win. I think Vanessa deserves to win. We just had a question. I didn't see who it was from because good old Periscope released the questions so quickly. Who do you think can win, Sarah? Like, if you're going to guess, who do you think is going to win this game?
I honestly think it's going to be
Vanessa.
You think
it's going to be Vanessa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless the Austwins turn on her.
Yeah.
Which is a possibility. I think if she doesn't win HOH and she gets through this week, I think she has a super high shot at taking the whole game.
Yeah,
because I can't see her sitting next to anyone right now and not winning, unless the jury is bitter, which I know people are thinking that. I don't think they are. And you know what? 3 weeks is a lot of time to sit and relax and calm the F down. So depending on who kind of goes in and taints them, I think she's got it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Vanessa's got a good shot. But if I had to guess, just based on how things are going, I think it's going to be Liz.
Really?
Because she's so well surrounded. And again, no one's taking a shot at these guys. So, I mean, if they win, if they get the power again this week, they can just win out going forward. Liz has a shot. She's getting taken by Julia. She's getting taken by Austin.
Yeah.
And I think she would beat both of them.
Yeah.
So I think Liz is your winner of Big Brother 17. Right now, I think Vanessa is probably playing, if I had to guess, or if I had to pick one person, I think Vanessa is probably playing the best game, but I think that just based on our position and just based on how things are going, everything's coming up Boss Twins. Ugh. I think Liz is your winner of Big Brother 17, and clearly Sarah is not too thrilled by that.
I mean, anybody that wins Big Brother, as we know, I do think deserves it. You were put through hell.
Yes.
So regardless, if you get to the end, you win, you deserved it. Second place, I don't care how you got there, you still in some way deserved it. Yes, even Sabrina. And I feel like the fact that I didn't think about Liz is maybe why she's so good.
Right.
Is because, you know, right now I'm like, the clear winner's Vanessa, but the fact that I haven't even thought, oh, wow, like Liz has gone deep. She's done a lot of stuff, literally. And so you're right. I think I wouldn't be surprised with that outcome either, honestly.
Yeah, Liz, you the real MVP.
Real, and you go deep, Liz. Go
deep. Oh, Liz. Oh, love us some Liz. Okay. All right. Well, let's, so we talked about that. Let's wind things down here. Let's take one last question here. So it's from at the BB president, the great BB president. And
the new one?
He says, oh, well, there's this new one here too. So maybe we'll talk about this one after. So we got two questions from the BB president. Okay. BB president, it's a lucky day for you, my friend. We're taking two from you. All right. So he says, first, the jury seems quite bitter so far. There are now five jurors that can decide the win. Who of the final six do you think they favor? So who do you think the jury wants to win?
I think right now the jury will want either Steve or Johnny Mac to win.
I agree with you, hands down.
Yeah.
And why? And I think it's
that? All their buddies. Yeah. It's all their friends.
Yeah, and I think so too. I think if you had to pick one of those, though, what do you think, Steve or Johnny Mac? Who's the edge?
I think Johnny Mac.
Johnny Mac. I would agree with you. I think that people—he's just so likable, right?
He's likable.
He's just so likable, and I think that's really what it comes down to. Okay, the last question from at the BB president. He says, "If a twin wins Big Brother 17, how do you think BB historians remember this season and its winner?" So what do you think about – because right now Big Brother 17 is looked at as one of the best seasons in years.
It is?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Amongst fans. Yeah, a lot of people really like this season. You disagree.
No, I mean I think it's a great season. Yeah. I'm an all-star fan. Like those to me are the greatest seasons.
So you like – so your favorite seasons are like 13, 14.
Yes.
Okay, because a lot of the fans hate those seasons because of the returning players. Yeah.
Oh, I'm obviously I'm not like a hardcore super fan then.
Nah, now you know what's up, Sarah. But but yeah, so
I think this is going to be one of the kind of
okay.
Like where it was a good season if one of them wins.
Okay.
But it was kind of a letdown win.
So what same question, but if it's Johnny Mac.
I think he's a fan favorite, and so I think people will love that he won. If it's Vanessa, I think it'll be deserved, and she'll be, Vanessa.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, because I think there's something to be said.
The problem with Liz, though, is that she's wrapped up in this weird girlfriend thing with Austin. I think that brings, in my opinion anyways, brings the wind down. Like, every time I think of Liz now, I think of the fingers, and I think of the ex-girlfriend, and I think of this and that, right? Like,
right.
So it's tainted in that way for me.
Right. Yeah, no, it'll be interesting. It's funny, because if you think about Big Brother 16, if you just look at it objectively, Big Brother 16 is a very weak season, in my opinion. But because Derek Levasseur won the season, I think a lot of people say, okay, well, has one of the best players ever. So it's a good season, or it's an okay season or whatever. People remember it better than it actually was.
Right.
Big Brother 15. Now, that's a season.
Amazing.
I love that
season. What a good season.
It was a good season.
Yeah.
But because Andy won, and I love Andy Herron. Andy Herron's great.
Yeah.
But a lot of the fans did not like Andy and his win, so they just remember Big Brother 15. Oh, Big Brother 15, it sucked, it's terrible. If Amanda or Alyssa or McCrae wins that season,
it's one of the best seasons.
I think it's maybe not one of the best seasons, but it's remembered, I think, a lot better.
Yeah.
So I feel like if one of these twins wins this season, it's going to bring down
the overall
view in hindsight, because people are going to think, oh, wow, like, oh, it was one of the twins won or Austin won or whatever, because the fans just don't like those people for whatever reason, right?
Yeah,
I agree. So I think that's the issue there, and that's well, it'll be interesting to see. So
I don't think this season is a huge fan favorite.
Yeah, I don't think this season is a huge fan favorite. It just, I mean, it depends on who you ask. I think that a lot of people I've talked to really do like it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think ultimately it's probably going to finish kind of like maybe middle of the pack-ish towards like the upper echelon.
Yeah, it's not an awful season, but I definitely don't. I definitely liked 15. I mean, 15 just blew
great.
My socks 15 off. 15 was enjoyable. Start to finish. It's hard too, because now that you know Andy and love Andy, I actually can't even remember if I was happy or upset when he won.
I distinctly remember I was watching it with my parents, and they were both like, "Oh, Andy, he was such a snake." And I was just like, "Yeah, Andy." I was so pumped. And I was like the only person who was like, and I felt. I'm not lying. Like, I actually was happy that Andy won, because I felt like he played the best game. But yeah, in general, because he was a, as Dan Gieseling famously called him, a rat floater.
Right.
People just were annoyed by Andy and his win. So it's a little unfortunate for Andy, poor guy. But you know what? He got 500K. So
exactly.
I would rather
he's loving life.
And I think I'm already somewhat hated in the Big Brother community, but I would way rather get like so much hate on social media and have $500,000 than be loved and have no money at all. Right, Sarah? Or no? Would you?
No.
You'd rather be loved and have no money.
I know. That's my problem. That's why I was evicted. That's why I am a bad Big Brother player.
You're not a bad Big Brother player.
Because
so,
I'm more concerned with like everybody like just, it's okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So there you go.
Because at the end of the day, $500,000 is gone.
That is true.
It goes
and your
forever.
And your legacy lasts forever.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Good point. Very good point from Sarah Miller. Okay. So we're going to wrap this thing up here because Sarah and I, and again, sorry for, let me just check quickly to see if there's anything on the live feeds. I don't think, though, there's any updates. It looks like the HOH comp is going to be happening after. And yeah, it doesn't look like there is. Okay. So yeah. So Vanessa and Johnny Mac are starting the days for the comp, potentially if that's what the HOH comp is. So it looks like it's not happening yet. It hasn't happened. And I'm sorry for not having the spoiler portion of the show ready for you guys this week, but I don't know if I mentioned this at the top of the show. I know I mentioned this at the top of the Periscope. I'm going to be going away for Labor Day weekend to Kelowna. So I will, with a lot of Big Brother Canada house guests, going to be a lot of fun, Sarah included. So we got to wrap this thing up early because we got to go to bed and get ready for tomorrow and prepare for our trip with lots of people. So it's going to be good. So maybe we'll be seeing Arlie and the Ginger Ninja.
We will.
The Shield.
Periscope some of it this weekend.
Netta. Yeah, maybe we can be like Cindy with an S and Periscope our weekend and see what happens. So we'll give people a heads up though before the actual Periscope
is
happening.
Yeah, we'll let them know. Look, we're going to Periscope.
We'll let them know and give them a fair warning, so that way it'll happen. But yes, @CNW008 says 604, ha ha ha, and yes, that's right, 604 Propa. That's going to be this weekend, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Is there anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
No,
you're good. So
good.
Follow you on Twitter.
Follow me on Twitter.
@SarahBB10.
If you need a mortgage, let me know.
Okay. If you need a mortgage, hit up Sarah. And Instagram, same thing.
Instagram, SarahBBCan2.
SarahBBCan2. Okay, awesome. So again, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm @JordanParhar. And just a programming note. So this week we're off schedule from the normal Friday time slot that we do. Moving forward, we're going to be changing the schedule as well because I'm going back to school and I have school on Fridays. So we're going to move the show. Now it's going to be on Saturdays at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, moving forward for the rest of the season. We're going to try that out, see how that goes, and then maybe during the off season we can change that up just after we give that thing a little try and see how that goes. Anything, I'm just trying to think what else I can tell you guys to do. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. So go to robezawebsite.com/happyhour. That's happy hour with an R at the front. That really helps us out. If you can leave us a review, that would be great as well. We've gotten plenty of reviews, which is awesome, but keep those coming in. I'm randomly going to do a draw out of a hat, and the winner of that person who left a review, good or bad, is going to win a Skype call with me at the end of the season that's 30 minutes long. So we can talk about Ginger Ninjas, we can talk about casting, we can talk about whatever the hell you guys want to talk about. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. So please leave a review. That would be awesome. Subscribe to Reality TV Rehap Ups as well. So robhaswebsite.com/rehapups. And last but not least, if you want to support Rob Has a Podcast in general, you can be a patron of Rob Has a Podcast. Go to robhasawebsite.com/patron for more information on that and how you can support the show. Okay, Sarah, we need a hashtag for this episode so people can tweet us afterwards and let us know what they thought. I'm trying to think what is something that we talked about that was interesting, that was funny. This is always something that I struggle with. And Periscope, you can help us out too if there's any hashtags you can think of that we could use. What was something that, what was Chessa talking about earlier? Chessa and Shayla were talking about some stuff.
I don't even remember what, I try to block their voices most of the time.
Well, all right, so there we go. So Sarah's blocking their voices. Maybe.
Hashtag
Vanessa missed is what someone's saying. Oh yeah, Bumsy with the Bumsy. That was sore. Okay, that was a funny story. Yeah. So how did, what hashtag, what would it
be? Hashtag eating your underwear.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Hashtag eating your underwear. Okay. So I'm sure if you click on that hashtag, there's going to be some very NSFW things. So like please, porn. Yeah. So please don't. You know what? We probably shouldn't use that hashtag because I'm going to get all these random people following me that are like inappropriate. So maybe.
I like the Vanessa Mist.
Vanessa Mist?
Yeah.
But we didn't talk about that on the show. No, that's a good suggestion. Thank you. I appreciate that. I feel like an asshole for asking for suggestions and saying no.
Thank you for
saying
your suggestion, but no.
But no. Sorry. I'm trying to think here. Something we talked about, eating your underwear, that's good, but that's going to bring some bad things up here that we don't want
to
see.
No, anything with regards to bums is going to
probably
bring
bad.
Backdoor bonanza.
Okay. Flip the house. All good is what the person is. Okay. Oh, the BB president joined this Periscope. Okay, so we're wrapping up here.
The BB president can tell us what he'll be a good hashtag.
So we need a hashtag for this episode. Honestly, let's just go with Chessa, hashtag Chessa's rhyme. So that way it's, okay. So I think that would be good. Or, here's one, BB bestie. That's a good one too.
I like that too.
Yeah. Let's go hashtag Chessa's rhyme. Chessa is spelled Chessa.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So hashtag Chessa's rhyme. If you remember that from the very beginning of the show. Yeah, so that's where it wraps up another edition of the Big Brother Happy Hour. I will be back next week with hopefully another Big Brother Canada or Big Brother US guest. It's going to be a great show, and hopefully somebody will finally do something.
Say bye, Chessa.
See, what was my rhyme?
Your rhyme was what you talked about, Mumsy with the Bumsy.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
I made that.
Yeah, so, all right. So, for Sarah Miller, for Chessa Miller, for Shayla Miller, and Jordan Parhar, I will talk to you guys later. Peace out. Hashtag Chessa's rhyme. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.